Shalom Aleichem on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Baba Metzia Daf Yud Zayin, Baba Metzia 17a, pagination is 33. We'll start on the facing page, the bottom two lines. By way of introduction, we have a Mishnah in the first perek of Avos, which tells us, Kishayiyu ba'ale dinim omdim lefanecha, when litigants are in front of you, yiyu be'enecha k'rishayim, you should view them both with suspect, with suspicion. U'cheshenftarim lefanecha, but when they leave you after the court case, yiyu be'enecha k'zakoin, you should view them as righteous, l'cheshekiblu aleihem es hadin, if they have accepted the judgment upon themselves. And we're going to have two viewpoints on how that transition occurs, where a person during the court case was certainly arguing his position and didn't want to pay if he was the one to pay. And now suddenly, as he leaves and accepts upon himself to pay, is he going to be believed that he indeed took care of it if there is no evidence that he indeed paid? The Gemara tells us, Kafron, the concept of denial on a claim, Horil va'asa lidon, since we were discussing it in a somewhat unrelated topic on the daf, Neima be'milsa, I'm going to tell you something else about cases of denial. The Amar of Yosef Aminyumi Amar Rav Nachman, the first quote in the name of Rav Nachman is, Amru lo tsei tein lo, if Bezdin on a litigation, on a loan, gave a ruling, tsei tein lo, go, you have to pay up, on a practical level, they obligated him to pay. Va'amar, and then later on, they call him to ask him, so what happened? Parati, he says, I paid. Neman, he's going to be believed. And ba malva lichtov, if the malva wants us to write up the court judgment so that he can now collect, in kosev nosen lo, we don't give it to him. The person claims he paid. We issued a ruling and he paid. Chayev ata litein lo, if they only said, you're chayev, but they didn't say, go pay, it wasn't on a practical level. It was just on a ruling level. So you see, really, as the process progresses, what happened so far was only that they heard the case and they issued, this is what has to happen. V'oma parati. Again, we're in the first lashon of Rav Nachman. And the person responded, I paid, based on a chayiv. Ein neman. We don't believe him. B'mal v'lichtov. And if the malva wants us to write it up, kosvim v'nosdim lo, we write it up so that he can do a collection. Because according to the first lashon of Rav Nachman, the fact that we said chayiv is not going to induce him to pay until we say tsei ten lo, go and give it to him. Then he's going to pay. And we're watching the transformation from denial of the claim to accepting the ruling. That's the first lashon of Rav Nachman. Rav Zvid mishmeid Rav Nachman Amar on the fourth line. Rav Zvid, however, quotes Rav Nachman differently. Bein tsein ten lo, bein chayev ataliten lo, va'amar parati nemon. Whether they told him, go give it, on a practical level, whether they just issued the ruling that he's going to have to give it. If he claims parati, I acted upon it, he's going to be believed. And therefore, ba malva lichtov ein kosvim nosnim lo. If the malva, the one who lent the money, comes and says, write it up for me so I can collect, we say we can't do that. If you want to make a distinction between a case of Tsei Tenlo, where it was very practical ruling, and a Chayev Atalitenlo, where they only stated the obligation but didn't impose it yet. According to the second Lashon of Rav Nachman, the following would be the distinction. Omru lo tsei ten lo, if they told him, go give it, practical, v'omar parati, and he said later on, I did, I acted upon it. V'ha'edim i'idim oso shelo poro, and there are witnesses who say, we were watching him, we were with him, he didn't pay. So he just lied. Huchsa kafron la osa mamon. He becomes the status of a denier to that money. That doesn't mean that he's never going to be trusted in anything. But on this money, something's up. And later on, if he wants to again say, I paid up or something like that, we're not going to believe him anymore. Because we know he's got a game here. However, chayivata liten lo, if they only issued the statement of ruling, but they didn't impose it yet. V'omar parati, and then later on he claims, oh, I paid it already. V'ha'edim mi'idim oso shelo pora, and there are witnesses who say he never paid. We know he didn't pay. V'chaza v'omar parati, and then at a later time he says, oh, now I really did pay. Lohuchsa kafron da'osamamon. He is going to be believed because he never became a denier to that money. Why? Why such a unique ruling? My taima, ishtamut yihud dika mishtamet minei. He's just evading the payment requirement. Sova, because his intent is, adama'ainu be'rabbanan bedini, I'm waiting for a final ruling from the Bezdin. And therefore, if the Beis Din already issued the final ruling, they said, say ten lo, and he claimed parati, that's a denier, and we will not trust him on this money ever again. If, however, Beis Din only said chayiv, but they didn't impose it yet, so then he can excuse himself when he said, leave me alone, I paid up already. He can excuse himself by claiming, I was waiting for the Beis Din to reach its final, the end of the ruling, the final decision, and then I would pay. And therefore, if they caught him claiming parati when he didn't, but it was only on a chayiv atalitein lo, then he's still able to claim parati at a later time. If, however, it's a tsei ten lo, and he claimed parati, then you see he's avoiding an actual ruling, and then we won't believe him. Interestingly, the Mechaber tells us in Ayin Tes Yud Gimel that there were times that people would recognize this vulnerability in their claim. The Beis Din said Chayiv, but they didn't say Tenlo yet. And the person might claim parati. Generally, he already had to argue for this money. It's a little bit unlikely the guy is going to give it to him. And he's nervous that the guy will continue to evade with the next level of evasion, which would be parati, I paid up. And therefore, there was such a thing which would apply in certain cases that he could say, lo yifareini ela bifnei edim. I don't want you to pay me up except in front of witnesses. At this point, I want it to be done, everything verified well. And in this way, he would ensure that the person couldn't simply claim, I paid up. He would have to pay up in front of witnesses, there would be verification, and there would be more opportunity to make sure that the payment was done correctly. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.